Judicial Watch sues to get 911 call, arrest report of Lack and Riley's murder. By John Binder on March 25, 2024. Watchdog group Judicial Watch is suing to make public the 911 call and arrest reports associated with 22-year-old Lack and Riley's murder in Athens, Georgia, in February, allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton announced a Georgia Open Records Act lawsuit against the University of Georgia, UGA, Police Department to get the 911 call made by Riley as she sought to fend off Jose Antonio Ibarra, the Venezuelan illegal alien charged with her murder. The lawsuit also seeks to make public the UGA Police Department's initial arrest report and initial incident report of Ibarra. There are many political forces that wish to suppress the truth about what happened to Lack and Riley. But Judicial Watch will insist on transparency under the law for the public interest and public safety, Fitton said in a statement. On February 22, nursing student Lack and Riley was found bludgeoned to death in a wooded area on the UGA campus after she had gone for a morning run. The following day, Ibarra, an illegal alien released into the United States from the southern border, was arrested and charged with her murder. Months before Riley's murder, Ibarra was issued a citation for shoplifting in Athens and was later issued a bench warrant for failing to appear in court on those charges. Despite the charge, Ibarra was not turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. In August 2023, Ibarra was arrested and charged with acting in a manner to injure a child in New York City, which is a sanctuary city. Before ICE agents could issue a detainer for Ibarra, he was released from jail. Ibarra remains in Clark County Jail without bail. The case is Judicial Watch v. Jeff Clark, No. SU 24 CV 0106 in the Superior Court of Clark County. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.